a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 72 degrees, KSL's top story. Utah stands to gain financially to the tune of $3.9 billion if we get the Winter Olympic Games in 2030. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
The report from the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute looked at all the new money the Games could bring into the state and found that the Games would have a $3.9 billion input. That would peak in 2030 and then drop off sharply in 2031 after the Games, so it would just be a temporary boost. It'd also mean a lot of jobs, but according to those leading the bid, when compared to 2002, we already have all the venues built, so it would mean fewer construction jobs and more for event organizers and operators.
The full economic impact report is at gardner.utah.edu. Senator Mike Lee is explaining his vote against the $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. He tells the Deseret News that he asked for a federal watchdog who would steer the money where it would be needed most, but he favored a package worth half as much. Independent Senate candidate Evan McMullen says Lee has chosen once again to abandon democracy and enable Russia. GOP candidate Becky Edwards says Lee's vote indicates he's not listening to his constituents' call for peace and Ukrainian support. After 3 months of war, Utah County Attorney David Levitt is in Ukraine right now. This morning he told KSL's David Dujanovic this visit is filled with sadness.
It's one thing to read about it in the newspaper. It's another thing altogether to be sitting knee to knee with a woman who says, you know, my husband didn't quite make it out of the house before the bomb hit.
Levitt is in Ukraine helping an anonymous donor select 500 families to support for the next year. Anyone can now see the reported atrocities carried out by Russian forces in Ukraine. Here at home, the State Department launched a website that catalogs the Russian atrocities.
It will shine a light on atrocities and is intended to contribute to eventual prosecutions in Ukraine's domestic courts, courts in third-party countries, U.S. courts, and other relevant tribunals.
That is a State Department spokesman. The State Department thinks this website will help with war crimes trials after the war. The site is conflictobservatory.org. Near Russia's northwest border, Finland and Sweden are going full speed ahead toward NATO membership. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre expects that NATO's going to welcome both countries.
There's a lot of support for Sweden and Finland to join NATO. We have seen that in polling. We've seen that in voice support just across the NATO alliances. And so we have every confidence that there will be a consensus.
Turkey has said it might oppose membership for Sweden, but the White House hopes that will be smoothed over. Baby formula, good news. Abbott will start making formula again. The bad news, it won't get to stores for weeks and weeks.
This is Jim Ryan. The severe shortage of baby formula has left families with infants searching for alternatives, including one of the nation's many human milk banks.
We're actually called a milk depot.
Tammy Sullivan of Houston Methodist Willowbrook Hospital says the effort to find milk donors has intensified as shelves are emptied of formula.
They have had a written interview, a phone interview with the milk bank. They've had a blood draw.
Donated milk is then frozen and distributed through a national network to women anywhere in the country. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Here in Utah, some types of formula are available, That's one of the messages from University of Utah doctors today.
U of U doctors say it's really the specialty formulas for babies with unique dietary needs that are in shortest supply, but they're also warning about some things not to do amid the shortage. They say, first, don't panic buy.
Absolutely no diluting of formula to make it last longer. No switches to goat's milk or other cow's milk formula.
Dr. Michelle Hoffman with the State Health Department says it is okay to switch formula brands. The taste may just be a little different. Utah's Milk Bank says having someone else breastfeed your baby is great in theory.
But we have to be very aware that it is not regulated and there aren't the protections that are put in place with a milk bank.
Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
Congressman Chris Stewart is joining on to Senator Mike Lee's bill that would help combat baby formula shortages. What Senator Lee calls the Formula Act, if passed, is supposed to help bolster the supply chain. Congressman Stewart says red tape is the reason for the crisis and removing it is the best way out. The Humane Society of Utah is offering a $5,000 reward for any information that lead them toward the person who threw a dog out of a moving car last Friday. A bystander saw the two-month-old puppy, Malin, thrown from the car around 3300 Southern and 300 West. The Humane Society was able to raise enough money to treat Malin's injuries. A foster home will take in the puppy tonight to help her heal. KSL News Time 3:35. We'll check traffic now. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
We do have delays southbound I-15, Murray to Midvale, and northbound I-15 in Sandy due to a crash prior to 90th South and a new accident. This is southbound I-215's East Belt at 3300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And my minute of news is on the way next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.